Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk about last year real quick. A 5-5 year, 3-3 in district play, 2-1 in league play. Bounced out in the playoffs by the defending state champion. That would be Olpe. But just how would you assess last season and how everything went down for you?
Well, you know, if I could assess last season, we won the games that we should have won. We lost the games that we were either overmatched or just didn't play very well in. And, you know, we're talking about Olpe and such. Our four losses the last 2 years came to Olpe. We've played them twice the last 2 years each year and, you know, have fallen to them both times. But it definitely got us better for later on in the season. But then, you know, we lose a heartbreaker to JCN last year, 8-7 on a two-point conversion at the end of the game. And, you know, we come back against Central Heights and play probably one of our better games offensively, and then, you know, get bounced out of the playoffs to Olpe. But overall, I thought the year was up and down, if that's the best case, a way to explain it. You know, that Centralia game on week three, you know, we lost 36-12, but I thought we did some good things, and that score wasn't indicative on how close the game was. And then we come back against Wabunsee at home, and we have 15 penalties for over 200 yards. So, you know, just the little things like that really hampered us last year. But, you know, going into this year, we're really harping on the fundamentals and really harping on, you know, trying to be the least penalized team during the game and definitely winning the turnover battle. But, you know, overall last year we played a lot of young kids. I know we played three or four freshmen that got on to the field and, you know, injuries and that happened. And it was good to get our young kids in there, and hopefully they'll learn from it from last year, and we'll have a great year this year.
And following you, you know, throughout the course of last season, it seems like defense is kind of king for you as you look as, you know, just one of the many keys to success. You held teams under 19 points per game, and then in your five wins, you held your opponents to just around 10 points per game. Do you preach that a little bit more maybe than some other aspects? Is defense kind of king for you when you coach your teams?
You know, Coach Nalges is our defensive coordinator, and he does a great job of game planning and scheming week to week, depending on the opponent. And honestly, our offense was just a little bit behind our defense last year because, you know, we brought in a new offensive coordinator in Coach Plattner, and, you know, last year was the first year of him calling the plays, and he did an exceptional job calling the plays, but we just weren't ready for that type of offense last year. Like I said, it took us games. We were just so inconsistent. We didn't know what kind of offense we were going to get game in and game out. If it was our backs doing something wrong or our offensive line doing something wrong, we just weren't all 11 doing the same thing last year, and I think that hurt us quite a bit. But, you know, this year being a year more into the program, a year more into the offense, I feel like our execution is going to be a lot better this year, and I'm just harping to the kids, fundamentals, fundamentals. But, you know, defense is always – you know, that old adage, wins championships. So we definitely put a lot of emphasis on that, but I would say we put a lot of emphasis on offense too. We just, you know, didn't execute the way we should have last year.
Well, offensively, you certainly have some veteran playmakers coming back, but the quarterback position, that's going to be young. You got a couple young kids battling for the quarterback position. How has that battle been going on, and how's that position look coming up for week one?
You know, it's looking pretty solid right now. Cade Holliday, sophomore, and Drake Melly's a freshman, are still battling to see who's going to come out on top. And, you know, Cade played a majority of the snaps at the Jamboree on Friday and did an exceptional job. And Drake ran with the JV offense, did an exceptional job too. So, you know, that's going to be an ongoing battle during the course of the year. But, you know, another person that we're going to miss that got hurt last year at the, or we're going to gain, I guess, is Jude Williams. He wasn't really a focal point last year in the offense, and he tore his ACL again in the last game of the year against Olpe, but he's back and healthy and ready to go, and he's going to be a detriment, or he's going to be a great asset for our offense. But overall, the quarterback position is looking strong. We just, you know, got to go slow because of their youth, but I think they're on the right trajectory.
Jackson Heights is set to host Horton in week one. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Locker room chats continuing here, segment number two with Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warham and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Let's talk about the matchup for week one. You host Horton on Friday. You know, they have a new head coach. Of course, they're just trying to find some stability, get something going, and, getting some kids to buy in. They've lost 38 straight games. You know, with the new coach and just maybe little knowledge of what they have, how challenging has it been maybe here in the last few days kind of prepping for this game?
You know, it has been challenging. But with that being said, usually week one you want to work on yourself. You want to see what you got. And that's our mindset going into this week. We want to go out there. We want to focus on, you know, fundamentals and executing our offense and defensive game plans. But I just want to see what we got. Like we talked about the last segment with our youth at the quarterback position, I want to see what Cade and what Drake can do, you know, in the trenches, in game time. And, you know, we have some offensive linemen that are new this year, and we have some slots that are new this year. We really want to focus on what game day is going to look like for us. You know, on defense, we always have, we're always like running to the football, hats to the football, 11 people to the football. So that's something we're definitely going to be accounting for. And, you know, special teams. Special teams is always a big thing during the course of the year, so we have to get that off on the right track. And, you know, overall, just offensively, like I said, execution up front, are we low off the ball? Because, you know, going into those first games, even the Jamboree last week, and your offensive linemen, defensive linemen tend to stand up, you know, play patty cake with them, don't really get down, drive their feet. So we're definitely looking at those kind of things, and that's kind of what we're going to be harping here week one.
We talked a little bit, of course, about your quarterback battle with Cade and Drake. You mentioned Jude Williams in the last segment as a kid that's going to come back and be a strong piece for you. Who's maybe a kid or two that's maybe stepped up, that's maybe surprised you here in the preseason, that's maybe earned whether a starting spot or at least maybe earned some more PT than maybe what you originally thought?
You know, a lot of the sophomores have stepped up. You know, J.W. Moore transformed his body during the course of the summer and looks like a totally different football player than he did last year. And, you know, he's a team captain for us as a sophomore, so that speaks volumes. And he's going to be on the offensive line helping us out there. And, you know, Titus Eisenbarth and Josh Smith playing last year as freshmen, really just thrown into the fire. They've really stepped up this year and taking more of a role on the offensive and defensive side of the football. And, you know, I haven't even mentioned Alex Browning yet. You know, he got hurt in this Horton game last year, tore his meniscus, and was out the whole entire year. And he's really our speed guy, so we got hurt a lot last year with him getting injured on offense and the defensive side of the football. And, you know, he's came back and looks faster and better than he has during his career, so we're definitely going to need him as well. So just by a playmaker standpoint and athletic ability standpoint, we are miles ahead of where we were last year, which is always good to say.
And you host Horton again Friday night, first game of the year. Let's talk about some keys. What's some things you want to see? What are going to be the keys going out week one and getting a victory to start here in 2022?
I think it's all about us. On offense, we need to execute the game plan, execute what Coach Plattner wants to execute this week one. And defensively, you know, Mr. Knowledges, like I said, or Coach Knowledges always has a great game plan. And, you know, if we follow our game plans, if we read our keys, if we gang tackle on defense, I think we'll be all right. And, you know, special teams is one of those things where we like to pin teams deep if we're punting the ball, but we also need to field those punts if we're getting them. You know, there was a couple occurrences last year where we would be apprehensive and are we catching it? Are we letting it fall? And that's things that we need to get ironed out here week one. But overall, it's just, you know, execute fundamentals. That's what we're really harping week one.
Jackson Heights hosting Horton for their week one game to start 2022 here tomorrow night. And appreciate Caleb Wick joining us here, Jackson Heights head coach. It's been a lot of fun, you know, getting ready for this point, but I know you're as juiced as I am to get the high school football season going. Thank you so much for joining us here for week one. Good luck tomorrow night against Horton, and we will do it again next week.
Thank you very much.
Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick joining us. We'll talk Horton football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.